And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings, busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma here. We have the man, Bob Hoos from Costa is here, and we're just going to have a great time talking fantastic sunglasses and fishing. Yes, really good fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great day. Now, you kind of teased it a little bit last week. We get to have the man in the studio today talking shades. Today's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, Bob Hoos. Hey, we saw you last week at that fabulous Dana Landing event, and have you had a good week?
Yeah, I'm looking out. It's May gray, but the fish are biting.
Yeah.
It's a big weekend for the ladies. Mother's Day tomorrow.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
So I've had a lot of calls from my fishing buddies. They're like, Bob, Mother's Day Sunday. I want to get one.
I need to get a new pair of shades for Mom.
And that's a tough question for women, but I have an answer. And there's a Costa pair called Sullivan. And it's like a unisex. Like, a lot of guys wear it, and the women are rocking it. So I'm telling all the guys, hey, you know, your best and only choice, if she's not going to try them on, Sullivan.
Yeah, my wife wears Sullivan. She loves them.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And a lot of the captains right down here, like, will get an order for a boat. And I'm like, Sullivan, interesting.
Yeah.
Sullivan, interesting. These
so Costa doesn't make a lot of women's oriented pairs?
We're growing that category, and we're really focused on what the women want.
Yeah.
I mean, we take them out, you know, our design team, and it's a lot of the same styles and, you know, kind of look, but women are challenging.
Yeah.
As we know, they like, you know, different things on their sunglasses, but, you know, guys out there, go to Fisherman's Landing and buy a pair of Sullivans.
We have like a full row. You know, we're Costa to the core.
Yeah.
We love it. We've been a Costa, you know, dealer since, you know, I think since I was in like my teens, you know.
Yeah.
But we have two giant cases, and one of our cases, we have a full top to bottom row of nothing but women's styles.
And
they sell. You know, who said it best? Like, the gals don't often like this big giant earpiece, big mega wraparound, but when you find glasses that are right, that fit the way they like, I mean, they sell well. Like, they're, you know, it's really nice to have. And if, I mean, you know how it is, you like what you like, and you don't want to be forced into having something that's not right. And Costa makes, they make good women's shades. They just do.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And what do women like? What color lens do women like?
So it's like
what's the
guy, it's like the guy styles. If they fish, they're going to be into the lens colors. We have a lot of women asking for a green mirror, copper, silver mirror. If they want more of a lifestyle look, they'll go with the gray lens. And but a lot, like when I'm down here, day at the docks, your tackle sale, women walk up and they're like, "Hey, I fish. I want performance lens. What do I need?" And I'm like, "Okay, what do you do?"
And that's what Costa does.
Yeah,
performance lenses.
And so the women that are buying Costa, they're water women. They're out there on the water.
So new lens we've been talked a little bit about last week was the gold.
The gold lens, and we have a prize today for a caller or a text.
Caller,
and we're gonna rock them on a new pair of either Taxman or Grand Catalina.
Ooh, which are
the gold lens?
Those are both brand new frames too.
Yeah, brand new. I think you're gonna like Taxman. It's a lot like Spiro XL. It's a lifestyle look, and then Grand Catalina. Have you seen?
I have it.
It's classic. It's very retro and. The deckhands and the younger crew are like, I need that.
With the gold lens.
Yeah, so the gold lens, here's our chart. The gold lens.
You look at the Costa website, costasunglasses.com, you'll see like a lens chart.
Yeah, you can click lens colors, and the gold lens is going to fall in right here below the green mirror and above the copper silver mirror. And for sight fishing, all our bass guys, calico bass, the saltwater bass guys and the pros that do the green bass thing, they're all dialed in on the gold.
Yeah. Can we get new trout glasses?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got a rose base. So
it's
a very cool look.
Good morning, Angus.
Where the green mirror and the copper silver mirror, that's
good
more of a worn look. Lots of, the
ambery,
orange, and that new gold is a cool look.
Yeah, cool. No, it sounds really, really great. And so we're going to start to see more of that. You have them at Fisherman's Landing, right?
We do, yeah.
And here's my chart. I did a survey at all the shows, the Bart Hall shows, PCS, at the Costa booth, and when anglers would walk up, I'd say, "Hey, what lens do you wear? And do you own a private boat or are you on a sport boat?"
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and I broke it down, and you can look at the chart here. About the number one sellers were blue mirror and, of course, gray lens. And then I was like, okay, this is interesting. Let's break it down further on how they fish. Are they on a sport boat? Are they on a friend's boat or a private boat? And what we learned, which was fascinating, was about 80% of the gray lens customers were on a sport boat, where they're not required to find the fish.
Right.
They're not the captain. They don't have the responsibility to see that signal out there. All they are looking for is like, "Hey, I just fly line to bait. I want to make sure. no angle, no tangle, and I'm out there." And then what was even more fascinating is I'd see some guys, and you can pick them out. They have like a Newell shirt on, or True Line. I'm like, "Oh, you're a jig fisherman, on the sport boat." And those guys were wearing green mirror, copper silver mirror, gray silver mirror. They want the performance because they're like a mini captain up on the bow. They got to spot
the fish.
A little sign, a color spot, a turn. And it was just fascinating how it all broke down.
That's cool.
If you're on a sport boat or you're fishing on a friend's boat, see a lot of gray and a lot of blue mirror. If you own your own boat, you're going to, "I'm responsible. to put my friends on fish. So I'm going to go with a performance lens, and that's where we see the green and the gold, the copper silver mirror. But it was really cool how it all
Yeah, I'll bet. So in the tropics, in the more tropical settings, Florida, Hawaii, places like that, you see an abundance of the blue mirror, right?
Blue mirror. Well, it's split. The offshore guys like the blue mirror, and that's a real... That's a good color on a bright sunny day, you know. You're looking for a tern, looking for a kelp, you know, a silhouette of a tail. But when you get into the shallows, especially the fly fishermen that are doing that, you know, bonefish and permit, they like the green mirror almost exclusively. Only.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you do any surveys on frames? I mean,
yes,
I'm curious
right
about
here.
Frames. Look at the Bob, like the research man. Yeah. Research, huh?
So this is no surprise. You know, the best sellers off of our crowd were Spiro XL. And
is that what you're sporting?
Spiro XL is what I wear. Yeah, I love them.
Spiro XL, Rincon, Reefton, Fantail, Blackfin, Rincon Cedo, and Loretto is a women's.
You're trying to tell me Tuna Alley Pro is not on there? I'm shocked. Like, that's one of our best sellers at the shop.
No kidding. Oh, yeah, I like Tuna Alley. I like the straight Tuna Alley.
Tuna Alley is a great
frame. Yeah, it's a great frame.
Yeah, I think this is just top 10. I think Tuna Alley was number 11 or 12.
But, I mean, I get it. I mean, that list is right on. Spiro XL is our number one overwhelmingly. Yeah. Blackfin is you know, maybe my second favorite. Costa makes so
many.
It's almost, we always joke at the shop, like, Costa is, it's a very easy product to sell because they make very good stuff. The only problem is they make so much of it, you know, and when somebody comes in, like, I'm looking for a new pair of glasses. Or we get the same thing all the time. I hate buying expensive glasses because I boom 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 whatever the issue is, like, well, just try these on then. And like, it's just like the dirty trick, you know, our case is right out in front of the water, and we'll go try these on, and then, you know, this one actually does feel pretty good, all right, well then try this one and this one and this one and this one, and like, there's so many variations that are all a little bit different. Like a square lens, well, here's one with a bigger earpiece, and here's a little smaller one, and this has got a little more wrap, or this has got a little less wrap, and next thing you know, you're in a pair of glasses that literally fits you like a glove, and it's like, oh, well this is why. Yeah. This is why you buy a nice pair of shades. Like, these are awesome, and that's it.
Yeah. If they want a lifestyle frame, I put them either on Spiro XL or Rincon, and those two are going to fit most
fit everybody.
Yeah. If they want more of a wrap, like you said, Tuna Alley. Start with Tuna Alley. That doesn't fit. Reefed in. And between those two, we're gonna find a winner.
And you said it. You deal with a lot of people who say, I just buy cheap sunglasses, just get a new pair when I lose them or something like that. Once you put on a pair of 580 glass Costas,
it's over
because you see things you never saw before, and your eyes are more comfortable. Let's face it, there's a reason for good sunglasses. They protect your eyes.
Yeah.
And are your eyes worth spending a little bit of money on?
Yeah, and in the fishing part of it, like, you know, 90% of what we do is with your eyes. You know what I mean? Like, until you have an Omni and something else, I mean, it's what you can see. And this is the big advantage. Like,
We were fishing the island Wednesday. We were talking about this earlier, and I was anchoring the boat up, and I was telling, we had riders on board, and I was telling the riders about our lens technology. And as I was setting up on a spot, I was like, okay, see, I'm wearing green mirror, and I'm trying to see which way the kelp is laying so I can anchor up current of this kelp line. And without the sunglasses polarized Costas, I can't see which way the kelp is going, and it helps me set up.
Were you on board your boat?
Yeah. Nice. We were field testing.
Ah, very good.
And there was a couple times where, you know, I was up on the bridge, and I'd be like, okay, there's a bonito right there, you know, 3 o'clock off the stern, and she'd cast. Oh, I'm on. And,
that's so rad.
Yeah, you can see the calicos and stuff.
And you were saying that, interesting side note, the pelicans are
gracious. That Pelican situation. I don't know what's going on there, but I heard about it on the news, and we had hundreds of young juvenile pelicans every stop. And, you know, we hooked a couple, and they were extremely tired and docile, and we'd bring them on the boat, you know, take the hook out and take two or three other hooks out from wow. other boats and stuff their bills with sardines and let them go. I've never seen this before here.
Starving.
Starving.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, pelicans everywhere. But good fishing. Lots of bonito. Lots of calico.
Must have been a pretty day at the island.
Great day.
Matt, you should have been offshore fishing bluefin.
Oh, man.
I got a text yesterday afternoon from Dwayne Diego, our guest last Sunday, and the amazing guy from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Oh my gosh, what a day he had.
What
Rick?
A day. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean,
50 miles from home.
No surprise, Dwayne did what those guys do.
Yeah.
And they're such specialists from that trophy big fish fishing. That's exactly it. I mean, you know, 50 miles from home, and they found a big school, and they put the kite up.
Big ones.
And I think they had multiple fish over 200 pounds, and, you know, his little synopsis was just that. You know, he had a first bait bit instantly, next bait bit, you know, while they're pulling on that one, the next bait got bit while they were sliding it out, and boom, 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 and next thing you know, the cockpit's full of fish, and they're driving home.
Yeah, because he texted me early, and I was like, you're home already with that load? Wow.
That's an amazing feat. It's almost like he parachuted in from, like, Mexico.
Totally.
Landed on the boat and just, like, you know, got out of a wetsuit. You know, put his coasters on. Okay.
Here we go.
We're fed.
200 pounder.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're sitting here at Fisherman, overlooking Fisherman's Landing, watching the Shogun unload a huge load of fish. They had a couple of unbelievable trips. They had a night last night, or night before last, I guess, that was just epic.
It is great. It's back. It's
Fisherman's
firing on full swing.
Busy today.
And there's lots of big ones around. So there's fish of all sizes for sure, because I saw a couple of stops on those 25 to 45 pounders, but there has been the number of big fish has been larger than the number of small ones. You know, the we had Dallas and Ray from My Tackle Store. They went the trip before in the Shogun. The smallest fish they had was an 80 pounder.
Oh,
both those guys had big fish, you know, like 180 to 200 pound range.
Wow.
And then all of the rest of their limit was filled out with like 100 to 120 pounders.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's just great.
It's just
great.
The switch flipped on 1 week. And, I mean, compared to last week. And now you look over my shoulder here, and the docks are empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boats are out. They're fishing now.
We all knew that it was going to happen the way that it did. But still, it's scary. You know, there was a stretch of no fish. And it's just like, come on, man. What's going to happen? And everybody starts to get nervous. And then just like that, the weekend goes by, and boom, everybody's loaded.
Beautiful weather came
so
through.
Cool.
They were able to locate the fish, and they were biting.
That's it.
But we've been so spoiled. It's May 11th, right?
Totally.
It's still early.
Also,
I mean, Bill Poole used to say, shoot the fireworks off, go catch albacore.
Yeah,
you could wait till July.
Exactly.
Right?
And here's another thing. Like, you and I have been around long time.
Oh, yeah.
And the only time we would see a long-range boat backing in with, you know, jumbos on the back of the boat was on after a 16-day.
Totally. Right.
And you saw it occasionally.
Yeah.
And now, like, this cycle, I'm telling, like, kids, I'm like, you guys don't know what you have now. I've never seen this before.
Dwayne went out for a couple hours and had multiple cows and other 100-pounder. Like, there's been a bunch of 16-day trips that have not had, you know, multiples over 200 and then a handful of 100-pounders.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's crazy what's happening right now, and I'm so glad that it's back and firing off again.
Yeah, it is. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. I'm going to bet we're going to get some phone calls from the boats, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be fun hearing about all the great fishing, and it's so fun having Bob Hoos in here. I mean, not only, you know, the information when it comes to Costa's, Lens's style, but Bob being such a great fisherman, it's not coming from BS. You know, it's coming from a lot of time on the water, and a lot of great fishing, and we're just going to have
great articles in PCS every month.
Yeah.
Totally, man.
He's quite the writer, too, for that.
I just love the fishing industry. Yeah. I mean, I love the community, and I enjoy helping people catch fish. And I mean, we're in this cycle, and let's live it up.
I mean, Bob's the only guy I know that hooks swordfish while trolling around marlin jigs. I mean, if you got that kind of skill, you get to hang out and talk fishing for sure. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. I want to make sure I wasn't reading the hotline number. And we are having a lot of fun this morning. 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or, as always, man, send us a text. The text only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. I was already going through. There is already a bunch of great texts coming through, and we're going to be reading those this morning. As always, make sure that you include your contact info when you send a text, because we hinted about it already. One lucky caller is going to win such an amazing prize at the end of the show today. You are going to be the first guy on your block to have what might be some of the best pairs of glasses that Costa has ever produced. The brand new gold lens, which is basically just coming out right now, and your choice of one of the two brand new frames. Like, this is a very, very high-end pair of glasses that one lucky caller or texter is going to get at the end of the show. So again, if you want to text in a question to Bob, make sure you include, hey, my name is Rick, here's my phone number, I want to be called back to get my address so that I can get those new pair of glasses. Or better yet, give us a call. That's 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. So much great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, having a great time here this morning. So much good info. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the number. Lots of great info coming up today. Can't wait to hear all these catch reports. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're having a great time. And, hey, we're going to get things started off with a text. We had a great text come through this morning. It says, good morning, everybody. I have a pair of Rincons with Green Mirror 580G lenses, and they are hands down the best glasses I've ever owned and worth every penny. What I'd really like to get is everybody's opinion on what single additional pair you would recommend for me to get on the water. I'm mostly fishing full day and half day trips locally, and I want something for lower light conditions. That's Ralph and Menifee.
Okay, good morning, Ralph. So if you have the Rincon Green Mirror, I think your second pair, and especially for this time of the year, the low light conditions, May gray, June gloom, try out our Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Yep.
It's a light amber lens, and I wore the Sunrise Silver Mirror last Wednesday over at Catalina. Overcast conditions and the colors pop. It's excellent sight fishing, low light. You can wear it Anytime it's overcast, if you have light eyes, it's going to be a challenge during the day because it lets in so much light. But on a day like today, overcast, cloudy, try out our Sunrise Silver Mirror, and you can get that same lens in that Rincon frame. And I think you're going to love them.
One thing that I love that Costa did was do the sunrise yellow in the silver mirror. And so if you haven't seen it, like... Sunrise yellow offers huge advantage for sight fishing. You know what I mean? Like, you can, it brightens everything up. And let's face it, on a lot of those days when it's overcast, and I liked it so much for the Sierras for trout fishing. You know, it's in the shade and there's tree overhangs, and like, you can see things so good. But I never liked the looks of a bright yellow pair of lenses on your face. It's just funky looking.
Yeah.
And with that silver mirror, What somebody sees from the outside going in is a very matte. I mean, it just looks like a regular pair of glasses. They can't see in, can't see your eyes. It's just very neutral looking with that silver mirror. But what you see going out is that bright, color popping, great sign. And that's always been my thing. Like, I've never been a big colored mirror glasses. They're just a little much for what I like. But I want the performance coming back at that, and that's why I like all, and there are several silver mirror options that you guys have. And it, for a guy like me that doesn't want to be flashy but wants all the lens options, that's my favorite. I love them.
The two groups that I get the most praise on that Sunrise Silver Mirror lens are guys fishing bluefin on the kite after 5 o'clock, you know, but it's low light conditions. You got to keep your eye on your flyer, for that bite. If you're fishing your own boat, you're looking at the kite, and after, you know, you're fishing till dark on those big ones, that's when the Sunrise Silver Mirror really shines. And also, it's interesting is I get a lot of commercial harpooners when they're out on the
really?
Plains, yeah, and they're going to stick a swordfish. It's underwater, and that lens, that particular lens, helps them line up on the fish. And I was like, man, okay, what is going on? All these harpoon boat
really?
Guys, the striker is out there on the pulpit, and that, you know, when they go out on the plank, they're like, okay, I can see underwater, low light conditions, underwater fish, boom.
Man, and you want to talk about the taking guys. The advice of somebody who, like,
yeah.
Money doesn't matter and being able to see underwater is the single most important thing. Like, that's the guy who's responsible for covering the cost of a freaking airplane that's flying over. Like, you better believe that guy is going to have the single best pair of lenses for what he does, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, that, there is no cost that covers that.
You know, and I work for Costa, so I can get, you know, whatever I want. And the three pairs I have on my boat are, I have green mirror for any condition, offshore, inshore. I have gray with a lifestyle frame when I'm on the beach,
right.
You know, I don't want to look like, you know, fishing guy, you know, out on a date with my lady friend, gray. And then I'll do Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Perfect.
After 5 o'clock or a day like today.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm with you. That's such a good call. You know, we get wrapped up. A lot of times I'll see it in the tackle store. Like, we sell sunglasses better on a bluebird bright day. Somebody's walking down the dock and they're going to Point Loma Seafoods and, man, I don't have a pair of glasses and my eyes are squinting. I need a new pair. I'm going to go treat myself. But that's not always the condition that we have. You know,
yeah.
if you counted all of the days of offshore fishing in Southern California, it's probably gray and overcast more than the opposite. And,
California.
And it really is worth having a second pair. Treat yourself to a pair first, and then take good care of them, and then when the time is right, man, get a second. And having having a bright pair and then having a gray day pair, it's really... It's the 1-2 punch.
You gotta have two.
Yeah, and we gotta do a shout out to Jamie on the seasons.
Yeah.
He's the one that turned me on to the green mirror.
Oh.
I was a blue mirror guy offshore and gray on the beach, sunrise silver mirror, low light, and talking with Jamie, he's like, Bob, green mirror, and I switched over, and I'm like, okay.
It's night and day.
I get it.
Oh, yeah. You see stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like HDTV.
Yeah. I wear a gray lens every day, driving, just kind of everyday casual.
Like,
that's what you wear.
These are my everyday.
But when it comes to putting a pair on for fishing. Sometimes, like I told the story about at Pyramid, I forgot that I had the gray on. Put the green on, it was like turning on the lights.
It's crazy.
It's just, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong about the gray lens. It's a polarized lens.
Right.
And it's going to cut out the glare. You're still going to see fish underwater. You're going to see signs out there. But if you want the colors to pop, then you go to the, you know, the green, the blue, the copper, sunrise silver.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you want to win a pair of the brand new gold, lines are open right. You're getting tons of texts, but send your phone calls here. It's 213-432-1090. Line open right now. The guys are waiting for your calls, and we'll get you up in the rotation.
Yeah, well, let's go to a place where you do need a pair of bright blue lens.
Oh, yeah.
And that's down to the East Cape, because we got our buddy Chris Moyers on the line right now, going to let us know what's happening down south. We want to remind you, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. Those Nautilus circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD, it's tough enough but not oversized. Both come in ringed or non-rings. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We got the man. Chris is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Ricky, buenos dias. How we doing, guys?
Hey, doing really great. Good. How's morning. Everything down in the East Cape?
Well, guys, you know, it slowed up a little bit this week, but we got to take the good with the bad, and sometimes the truth hurts. But, you know, the bite fell off a little bit this week, but guys are still having fun. And I'll tell you, it's like I taught my kids. I started fishing my kids when they're 2 years old, and I told them, hey, being out on the water is a gift. And someday a slow day fishing is way better than a good day working or going to school. So that being said,
well said,
you know, just being out, sometimes being out on the water with your pals, and as my son Bear would say, with some cold pops, it could be nothing better. So let's get to it. So this, you know, the Dorado bite has by far been the most productive bite we've had all year, and that continued on this week, even though it fell off a little bit. And it's just right out there, you know, head out to the lighthouse at Punta Reina, slow trolling some sardines and ballyhoo, right around the point there into that little bay at Las Barracas and El Rincon, and catching Dorado over there. Decent numbers, even though they fell off. Also mixed in there with some really nice numbers of African pompano. And wow, we saw a few wahoo caught this week out there too.
Nice,
so that was nice. And then some of the guys, you know, being a little slower offshore, decided to head over to Punta Pescadero close inshore and rewarded with some really nice cabrilla. And man, that cabrilla is just good eating, as you guys know. And, man, I got a great cabrilla recipe I'm going to share with you guys sometime. But we also saw one sailfish release. The billfish bite was real slow. We had a few boats going out and actually targeting them, but really having no luck. So, anyway, but guys still had a great time out there, like I said. And, you know, like, we got to tell you the truth. When it's slow, it's slow. But it wasn't that we didn't see a catch, but the fish per angler and the fish per charter numbers, which are all important to us, were just a little bit down. But we'll rebound, and, you know, there's worse things, man. You could be doing something a lot less fun than being out there fishing.
I love it. Chris, you guys have such, you know, with Smokehouse, you have such a unique perspective, not only from being on the water with Vaquera, and not only being on scene, because it, you know, Smokehouse is the most happening scene, but the fact that you do processing for every place where fishermen come back there, you guys have such a unique handle on exactly what's happening, you know, both on the water and then people returning with the fish. I love it. And anybody who gives you a fish report and tells you when to get slow is a fish report you know you can trust. I love this, buddy.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Absolutely. And I had lunch with John Ireland from Venture Leonero on Wednesday, and John was asking how Chris is doing.
All right.
I said, he's doing great. He goes, I'll bet he's doing great. He's like at the focal point of everything. Of course, that's from the master of 30-plus years here, giving fish reports from the East Cape, John Ireland, says, yeah, he knows exactly what's going on.
Speaking of John, it's funny because I was having a nice little time with him at Smokey's on his last trip. I think it was like about last week. And we were talking, and I think he's a little bit jealous that I'm doing the fishy part. But he's my good amigo, and he's always there to give me advice.
Oh,
so I appreciate it.
I know he misses
it.
Says he really misses giving the fishy part.
Yeah, he does.
But hey, Chris, you're in good hands here with Chris
killing
from
it,
the East Smokey's Cantina. I bet the bite was wide open last night up there. And in there. And, of course, a smokehouse, processing your fish, and, of course, the beautiful 35 Cabo Vaquera. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing?
Well, right now, the best way to get a hold of me is at my email, which is BajaSmokeDog with two G's at Gmail. And we'll be ready to hear from you. And if you guys want any information on charter or fish processing or, you know, anything going on at the restaurant, you can get a hold of me there. And I'll look forward to talking to anybody.
Thanks, Chris. Awesome. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much. Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get
I love it. Have a good day.
All right, you too. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win the brand new pair of gold Costas there. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Ed. Ed's calling us from University City. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I was wondering if Costa has anything that would work with oncoming traffic to glare off the, you know, off the lights and stuff like that, and also in the rain and that.
Yeah, we have a lot of fishermen that have jobs where they're on the road driving trucks, and Sunrise Silver Mirror is the go-to for drivers. Any, like, most conditions.
Those are pretty bright.
Yeah, yeah, it's just going to cut the glare.
Okay.
It's going to cut the glare, and, like, these anglers call me, and they go, hey, I drive a truck during the day, and what do you recommend? And, we'll try out different lens colors, and it always comes back to Sunrise Silver Mirror for driving.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Ed. You have a good one.
Thank you.
I do. This is going to the prescription side of things. And this is, hey, guys, this is Ernie. I'm from Prosper, Texas. And I have a question for Bob about a pair of prescription coaster Reefton Pros. I absolutely love this frame. They're so comfortable that sometimes I forget that I have them on. Since I'm getting a little older as we speak, if my prescription changes, can I get new lenses installed in my existing favorite frame? If so, how do I go about all that? That's from Ernie and Prosper.
So the best way to go about that is to contact an authorized Costa prescription sunglass company. It's an optometrist, and they can use your original frames, go in there with your new prescription, and just replace the lens with your new prescription. And it's all done through a Costa authorized optometrist.
The cool thing is, like, here in San Diego, there's SportRx. Those guys,
yeah.
And you can do it online with SportRx, too. Those guys are fantastic.
Yeah, they're
dialed in. I've dealt with them. My wife's dealt with them. They're really, really good.
Yeah, this caller could even send the frames to SportRx with the new prescription.
Because they're kind of all over the place.
You don't even have to go in. Here are my frames. Here's my new prescription. Just let them know what lens color, and they'll pop them in.
Yeah. There you go. Fantastic. Thanks a lot for the text there, Ernie. Nice to hear from you. I got a great text here from Quentin in Fontana, and he says, good morning. Great guys. Great show, guys. Can you suggest a frame similar to Rincon? I have two pair, blue and green lens. I love the Rincon, but would like the frame a touch smaller but similar style.
Well, that's an easy Rinconcito.
That's what I wear. Yeah. Ricky wears them.
It's exactly what you're asking for.
Yeah, Rinconcito is the smaller frame to Rincon.
Yeah.
And if you want something that lifestyle look like a Rincon, but something new, you could go with our Taxman, which is very similar to Rincon, or what I'm wearing is Lido. It's a lot like the Rincon, and it's going to be
one?
Lido.
Lido, okay, yeah, that's your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Lido
is... That's lived here in the world headquarters for a few months.
Yeah.
Now he's finally back in possession. Yeah.
He went through a whole show season and still here. Yeah, so your three choices.
And you were so happy to get those back. It was like, oh, man, I got my Lidos back.
Yeah, I love the Lido.
But it's a nice look, too. Yeah. And is that the repurposed frame?
No, that's the that's Untangled.
Untangled.
Tell us about that. That's a cool story.
That's a great story. So, long story short, we were down in Chile, and we noticed all these commercial fishing nets left on the beach by the purse fleet. And what we did is...
Like, literally, when they're done with them, they just, just pile it up on the beach.
The commercial fishermen told us it's too costly to properly dispose of a commercial purse mm-hmm. net. So they have no option but leave it on the beach. So our guys took some samples and they figured out a way to recycle the actual fishing net, the purse net, and then it gets broken down into pellets and we inject it. Injection molded into a frame. It's called the Untangled series. 100% cool. Recycled.
Yeah,
and they're cool looking.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they're like you know, you'll see like a cool paint job on a car. Is that like flat black type material?
Yeah.
Like the frames kind of have that very cool. It's like instead of a glossy look, it's a flat look, and they're noticeably different in a very cool way. And then when you find out that you know, these things are literally made of a purse net, it's awesome.
The transition from drift gill net to deep set buoy gear, California Swordfish Fleet, there was a ton of it up in Long Beach when some of the boats switched over to the deep set buoy gear, and we picked up that.
That's cool.
Yeah, you're gonna catch a swordy where
yeah. like, you got some karma coming your way if
yeah,
these things
yeah,
are made.
Like,
of a,
oh,
you know, that's
yeah.
cool. Well, as you can hear, so much great stuff going on. Nobody more knowledgeable on this subject than Hoos. We're having lots of fun taking your phone calls, reading your texts, and there's a lot more coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact howard@rollokids.org for more information or visit rollokids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Cook up, having a great time here this morning. We've been talking about fishing, talking about reports, and man, there's one guy who knows his way around a catch
report. Speaking of missing a fishing report, right?
Exactly. Look who we got on our line. It's our great buddy, the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, calling this morning. I can't wait to say this. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky.
How are you,
Pedro?
Buddy?
Cass man.
Hey, good. Just back from Moreto. I've been doing a lot of traveling since the first of the year, and was down to Pesca, Panama the week before, and had one day in between, and off to Loretto with the buds, and some really good fishing going on down there, and ran into a few of the old clients that were down there, and the team, No Bananas, they were there, and along as Drew Veros, and let me tell you, the fishing is really, really good. If you can get the live mackerel for bait, you should be able to get limits every day. It's unusual 2 feet for this time of year. The fish are deep. Normally the April and May they come up, and this is their spawning time. But the fish are ranging anywhere from 16 to about 30, 34 pounds. But we did hear one 40-pounder being caught by a breast cancer tournament going on there on the day we got in there, which would have been on Saturday. But so there are some big fish around. And the Cabrilla fishing was exceptional. That's kind of one of my favorite fish to eat, and you can make some very good Veta Cruzano with that.
Cabrilla. There you go. Now you're talking.
No, that Cabrilla fishing is so much fun there. So where were the yellowtail? Where were the Cabrilla? Where were you fishing?
Well, we were out at Punta Lobo. We fished for 3 days, we basically came pretty close to getting our limits each day. Like you said, the problem is making bait. If you can get, say 15 to 20 mackerel, you should be able to limit easy. First day we only got four baits, but we started using the knife jigs, and we were able to pick up a total of eight the first day.
Wow.
Two on bait, but it's like I say, there's a lot of fish there, and the quality fish, and gosh, those the fish pull hard. See, my kid, it's getting a little hard for the old man here to fight these fish, but I'm hanging in.
Oh, yeah. No, come on. You get off the plane from Pesca, Panama for a week with the boys pulling on big tuna, and then one day later you're pulling on big yellowtail in the red. All right, Cass. Somehow I think 86 is doing you pretty well.
not 86 yet. I'm a couple of years away from that. But,
okay, 83. Sorry.
Well, yeah, for another month and a half.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
But
anyway, you're a Superman, Cass.
Anyway, it's great to be talking to you guys again. And like I said, there's a lot of travel left. I'm heading off to Bay of LA at the end of this month, and then
come home for a week, and then we're going to do our last Let's Talk Hookup trip to Christmas Island, which is June 11th. And then basically we're done with all the leftover bookings that we have from 2023. But having a great time, Pete, and
doing
a lot of travel, a lot more traveling going on. I'll be down in Trinidad in October fishing for tarpon, and up at Canada they're fishing for sturgeon with Dr. Gary and some of my friends.
Yeah.
And so looking forward to
going to Queen Charlotte Safaris, right?
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, you're going with Valerie up at Queen Charlotte Safaris in is it June?
Yeah, we got four couples going up on that trip, and that should be a hoot up there. You know, you talk so highly about it, so I had to find out for myself.
Gotta go check it out.
Definitely. And if I know, but I've been to, it used to be called Langara. Now it's some Guida guy or something like that. But I've been there before and had some fabulous fishing up there for the salmon and, of course, the halibut and the lingcod and all the other, the
blah. Hey, Ricky, did you miss your phone call on the Loretto trip? I mean, I don't know. I didn't get a phone call about going down to Loretto with Cass. Did you miss yours, too?
I got to be honest with you. I'm still just reeling from my lack of tamales from last Christmas.
What is this? Cass goes away and he just forgets about it.
Yeah, I've been too distraught to worry about Loretto. I've been worried about the tamales.
30 years of camaraderie. And then he just dumps us. What's the story on that?
Nothing colder than yesterday's hot dog, buddy.
Yes, yeah. This is a
you guys shouldn't have shooed that pigeon away. It had the message on its leg there.
Well, we missed you, Cass, and I'm glad you're still getting out there. And I certainly hope that I can go with you on another trip here very, very soon. Appreciate the report from, sounds like fabulous fishing.
Yeah.
Wonderful destination, Loretto.
All right, well, put mark in your calendar next late April or May, going back to Loretto. That's for me. That's one of my time here. Not too hot, and fishing should usually be very, very good.
I like it.
Talk about the guy that's been there and done that, and knows the time about it. That's for sure. Great to hear from you, Cassman.
Thanks, Cassman.
All right, boys.
All right,
talk to you, buddy.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. Of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.